This is Journey with Prayer, a prayer journey corresponding to our previous episode. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10, 24-25, taken from the ESV. Heavenly Father, creator of all and the embodied essence of community and love, and we gather in your name, grateful and humbled by the wonders of your grace. We declare your sovereignty and thank you for the eternal truths that guide us, your presence, your word, and your steadfast love that never ceases. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of companionship and the many ways you mold our character through the relationships and communities you place us in. May we be better attuned to the ways we can encourage and uplift one another, spurring each other on towards love and good works. In a world that sometimes can feel isolating, remind us to seek communion, to share the joys and shoulder the burdens of our fellow sojourners, reflecting your love in all we do. We lift up those around us, asking for your strength and wisdom to permeate our interactions. May our gatherings be reflections of your kingdom, spaces where grace abounds and every individual is honored as your cherished creation. And in the quiet places of our hearts, may we be transformed by your Spirit, growing even more in your likeness, more loving, more giving, and more courageous. We pray for those who feel isolated, that they may be enveloped in a community that echoes your love, and for those facing challenges, that their bonds of fellowship would be a source of strength and comfort. Guide us as we walk this journey to be your hands and feet in a world that so desperately needs your touch. In Jesus' name, amen. So as you go through your week, I want to encourage you. Take the time to reflect. Reflect on Hebrews 10, 24-25. Consider how you might stir up love and good works within your community. And then engage. Join or initiate a community gathering where you can practice encouragement and support one another. Where they're sharing a meal, serving together, or simply meeting to discuss life's journeys in faith. And finally, pray. Here's some prayer points to keep in mind. Pray for those who are seeking community, that they may find a place where they are welcomed and can grow in love and friendship. And then ask God to help us recognize opportunities to encourage others in their faith and to act boldly in seizing those moments. And then pray for your personal transformation, that in our interactions with others, we would be more like Jesus, showcasing his heart for people and serving as agents of healing and peace in our communities. You can check the show notes for these references, prayers, and scriptures. Or to find out more information about our podcast and connect with us, head over to journeywithcare.ca. I'm Johan. Thanks for praying with me today.